Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray, a dream lover.
That's all right, great. Bobby Darin bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's our social media expert, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. We're talking about some of the different things that you and I need to be aware of with social media, the social media platforms that we use. Kathy, thanks again for staying with us. Talk to us about converting sales from online to, you know, people giving us their money. You've got some tips on how we can make those conversions.
Well, it's always important to be tracking everything and know what's working and what's not working. And so you can use tracking codes on everything that you're doing online. So that's a real important part of knowing what's working and what's not.
Hmm.
The other thing is always be testing. It's so important to test to see, is this ad going to work better than this ad? And what can you do differently? And when you are testing things, you only test one thing at a time. So you don't change up the whole ad and test it. You change one thing on the ad and test it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, today with Facebook advertising being so inexpensive for small businesses, that this is a real important part of them trying things to see what's going to work and what's not going to work. And it's things like testing the headline or testing the call to action.
So when you test it, you put it up for what? An hour, day, a week?
You really want to run your test for around 7 days.
Oh, really? Okay. So
yeah,
test it for a week and see how it has, and then your codes, your tracking codes will tell you what's happening.
Yes, the tracking codes are going to tell you which ad what tested the best, which ad worked, and you know, so it's really, you know, those types of things that a lot of people don't.
Let me stop you for a second. Because the codes will tell you which got you the most attention, even if you couldn't tell that either one of them got you a sale.
Actually, you can track for conversions also. So
I don't know. I realize that, but my point is,
yeah,
is you might actually, you know, in the week, as you know, the old maxim is somebody has to, you have to touch people 7 times before they take action. So in the first week, you may not have any actual conversions, but you can still, through the tracking codes, you can still test for effectiveness in terms of what it's doing to the eyeballs.
Absolutely. You can definitely test for that. And again, it all depends on what the company is selling or marketing.
Let me ask you another question. What if my sales conversion came from the one that didn't track the best? Is that possible?
Anything is possible. You're trying to trap me there, Jim.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking if you had a little bit bigger ticket or something that sure, you could have one person, two people who particularly liked the one that didn't track as well. They liked it better than the one that the other people didn't like, they're the ones that bought you, that purchased.
You're still dealing with people, and who can know everything, you know. We're not holding the magic ball, but if you do it more intelligently and you start tracking and you test different things, you're going to have a better feel for what's working.
The point I'm making here is this is where we connect the analog, the digital with the analog.
Yes.
You know, when I, as a pilot, you're trained that if your gauge starts making, if a gauge on your dashboard starts showing that your engine's about to stop, well, don't panic until your engine stops. It might be a bad gauge.
You know what I mean? True.
So if your engine's still running,
you don't want to panic.
If your engine's still running, you know, then tap your gauge and see if it's messed up. But as long as your engine's running, don't crash worrying about the gauge. So my point
is you've got to
connect the analog to the digital to the analog and check your position, don't you?
Yes, and I do have that happen with clients where they want to scrap everything and let's try something new, and I have to say, well, let's not go so drastic. Let's kind of do this gradually and figure it out.
For example, in a company, the person managing the social media could be saying, "Oh, we're going to scrap this ad. It didn't. It's not tracking well." And nobody asked the people in the field who are getting all kinds of positive responses from customers.
Yeah, and that's communication within the company.
Yeah.
It's really important in all lines. So, you know, just a couple other quick tips is making sure your headlines are working. You know, you might need a bigger headline, or you might need it to be shorter. No longer than 20 words in a headline. And it has to be easy to understand. People need to know what it is you're doing and wanting them to do in that headline.
And nothing cute, right?
Nothing cute. No. It has to be really clear.
Plain English. Even a talk show host could understand it.
Absolutely. Just for you, Jim. Like, you know, they give an example. Learn how to do something in just 10 days.
Right,
you know?
Right. People like numbers for some reason. Hey, Kathy, hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. This is Steve Miller Band to take us out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Come on and dance. Let's make some romance. The night is falling and the music's calling and we got to get down to swing down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.